This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bad week coming for the Democrats. Bad week that they just finished. Bad year coming in 2020. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Did you happen to see Chris Wallace's interview with Jim Comey, disgraced FBI Director Jim Comey? We are going to feature that for the next hour. And let me tell you why. It is because it is a treasure trove. It is a treasure trove of information about how Comey works, his mentality. As you listen, I don't know if you caught it. If you did, I still promise you it's going to be worth getting our take on it on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. As I listened to that interview and I watched the entirety of that interview, I was curious about it because I wanted to see how Comey answers questions. He is guilty of sin. There is no ifs, ands, or buts, no way around it. The dude is guilty. He was in charge of an FBI that they said had 17 infractions that led to issuing fake FISA warrants and all kinds of craziness that happened after that. And Comey sits there like it was no big deal. Like it, Chris Wallace says at one point, it's almost like you feel like you were a bystander. It's unbelievable. And here's what I want you to understand. If you get a chance to see it, look at his body language. This dude has been coached. He thinks he can sell any lie. This is what I love about these leftists. They think they can get over on you by just looking you in your eye and pretending that the truth, that the lie is the truth. They think they can, some kind of Vulcan mind meld, make you believe the most unbelievable nonsense. Let's begin with cut one, okay? These are roughly a minute. There's one that's about 3 minutes, but let's begin with cut one. I promise you, if you don't get this immediately, I don't even know how to coach you if you can't get this. But I call this one differing views.
Former FBI Director James Comey. Director, welcome to Fox News Sunday.
Thanks for having me.
You have been taking something of a victory lap since the IG report was released earlier this week. The question is whether or not it's justified. Here are you and the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, answering the same question.
Do you think this is vindication?
It is. I mean, the FBI's had to wait 2 years while the president and his followers lied about the institution. Finally, the truth gets told.
Does your report vindicate Mr. Comey?
It doesn't vindicate anyone at the FBI who touched this, including the leadership.
The IG says you should feel no vindication.
Well, maybe it turns upon how we understand the word. What I mean is that the FBI was accused of treason, of illegal spying, of tapping Mr. Trump's wires illegally, of opening an investigation without justification, of being a criminal conspiracy to defeat and then unseat a president. All of that was nonsense. I think it's really important that the Inspector General looked at that and that the American people, your viewers and all viewers, understand that's true. But he also found things that we were never accused of, which is real sloppiness, and that's concerning. As I've said all along, has to be focused on. If I were director, I'd be very concerned about it and diving into it.
Now I want to just stop there for just a second and do a sanity check on the Kevin Jackson Show audience. So Chris Wallace says you did a victory lap. Is it justified? Comey versus Horowitz, vindication, right? Were you vindicated? Well, yeah, it kind of depends on how you define, you know, this, that, and the other. The president lied about the institution of the FBI. Horowitz says, that's what Comey says. Horowitz says, this is no vindication. He says, well, it's how we understand the word. But then here's what he goes on to say, which is most intriguing. He says, the FBI was accused of treason, wiretapping, a criminal conspiracy, opening an investigation that shouldn't be open. Well, here's what I would say. They did all of that. They ultimately opened an investigation that I will prove to you shouldn't be open. And you know what Comey says? He says, well, the best you could say is it was sloppy. It was sloppy. So the guy who's supposed to be running the most austere organization on the planet, according to the Democrats, that has no political bias. Forget what you read with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Forget what Andy McCabe said in how they were going to deal with the president and getting insurance policies and the report up to Obama. Forget all that stuff. It was on the up and up. And the IG, who could soft shoot it as much as they could, said there is no vindication for anybody in the food chain, particularly management. Well, who was management? Jim Comey. Are you justified? Well, yeah, I'm vindicated. Just depends on how you define it. See, let me explain what just happened there. This is Jim Comey pulling the Bill Clinton that depends on how you define is. I'm not trying to be coy. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to stall for something to say. Every time a Democrat doesn't want you to understand what the real meaning of a word is, they redefine it. I'll use marriage as an example. You know what it is. They say, no, it's not. It can be between a monkey and a pig, or a monkey and a liberal, a leftist. It doesn't matter. That's now marriage. It's marriage if it's two people that are the same sex, etc. You get what I'm saying? Change the definition. So Comey, who's running around, I've been vindicated. They said they've been lying about us. Unjustifiably lying. Telling people that we have a criminal conspiracy against them. That we have trumped up all these charges, pardon the pun, that have nothing to do with Donald Trump. And Comey wants you to believe that Trump is the liar. Despite everything you recognize from what? Your common sense. And everything that the Inspector General came back and said, can you believe this? Horowitz soft-shoed that report as much as he possibly could. If it had been a real Inspector General, he would have recommended multiple indictments. Multiple indictments. But it's because Horowitz is a Democrat, is a deep state swamp rat. He put as much lipstick on that pig as he possibly could. And James Comey knows he has in no way been vindicated. The president, in fact, has been vindicated because everything that he said about that crooked criminal organization is true. That's the deal. And as we get more and more into this, you're going to find out it is intentional, quote, sloppiness, because it was an attempted coup that was being run by the Democratic Party, and Jim Comey, disgraced FBI director, was part of the coup, no matter what he tries to convince us of.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
Sloppiness may be a euphemism for what it is he found. One of his big concerns is the way the FBI handled the FISA applications and the warrants that allowed you to surveil Carter Page, who was a former foreign policy advisor to the Trump campaign. Again, here is what you said about the FISA process and what the Inspector General Horowitz said this week. Take a look.
Total confidence that the FISA process was followed and that the entire case was handled in a thoughtful, responsible way by DOJ and the FBI.
We identified significant inaccuracies and omissions in each of the 4 applications, 7 in the first application and a total of 17 by the final renewal application.
17 significant errors in the FISA process, and you say that it was handled in a thoughtful and appropriate way.
Yeah, he's right. I was wrong. I was overconfident in the procedures that the FBI and Justice had built over 20 years. I thought they were robust enough. It's incredibly hard to get a FISA. I was overconfident in those because he's right. There was real sloppiness. 17 things that either should have been in the applications or at least discussed and characterized differently. It was not acceptable. And so he's right. I was wrong.
If it were just that easy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We are discussing the interview I think it was roughly a 10-minute interview that Comey had with Chris Wallace on Fox News. I told everybody, and I'll talk about it more, but I told everybody, I'm glad Fox interviewed this guy. I'm glad they did. President Trump got upset and says, why are you giving this guy, you know, the time of day? I'm glad because you get a chance to see Comey in action again. You watch what he did with Hillary Clinton. He said Hillary Clinton is guilty of all these things that you think, but we don't know the intent. And now he's pulling the intent card with the FBI. Yeah, there were 17 violations found by Horowitz. You as FBI director were on call, and you seemed to be very dismissive about it. Yeah, he was right. I was wrong. He stood there in the chambers of Congress. I watched that interview. Yeah, we did it by the book. What was this, the comment they said? He said the FISA application, well, Chris Wallace said, sloppiness, it must be a euphemism. He says the FISA process was followed thoughtfully. That's what he said, thoughtfully. 17 gross errors that have to do with the most important court that exists today. It is a court that says the United States government can now spy on its citizens. It is supposed to be held to a standard that no other court has to hold it to, even the Supreme Court. Okay? And Comey says, he was right and I was wrong. You're right. We made 17 mistakes. But Chris Wallace presses him to his credit. And here's that clip.
But you make it sound like you're a bystander, an eyewitness. You were the director of the FBI while a lot of this was going on, sir.
Sure. I'm responsible for that. That's why I'm telling you. I was wrong. I was overconfident as director in our procedures. And it's important that a leader be accountable and transparent. If I were still director, I'd be saying exactly the same thing that Chris Wray is saying, which is we are going to get to the bottom of this. Because the most important question is it systemic? Are there problems in other cases?
Oh, boy. That last part of the comment is really the biggest part, but I'll get to that in a bit. So Chris Wallace says, you make it sound like you were a bystander. Oh, no, not at all. That's why if I was still the FBI director today, I'd get to the bottom of it. Chris Wray, another Democrat, by the way, he'll get to the bottom of it. It's now his job. But if I were still there, I'd get to the bottom of it. He says, I relied on years of tradition of the FBI doing stellar work. In other words, I wasn't a good leader. I sucked at leading the FBI. I second that emotion. This is a guy, as I told many people, had no background in law enforcement, who was made the director of the FBI. And so, if indeed what he's saying is true, that he didn't know and all this, what it was a bunch of rogue agents that said, you know what, we don't care about him. He'll cover our butts because we're all on the same team. But we don't need to listen to him. For all intents and purposes, James Comey was a figurehead at the FBI. That's all he was. And so they said, we'll do what we want to do. There's nothing he's going to be able to do to us. I want to play. Before we get to that, he said the one most powerful thing that really throws the FBI under the bus. If I had any kind of federal case pending against me with the FBI, I would play this tape. Because here's what he said: we need to determine, is it systematic and will it affect other cases? See, that's a guy saying this wasn't just targeted at President Trump. This kind of sloppiness apparently is pervasive, and we need to go look at every case. I want you to understand what defense attorneys are doing right now. They are absolutely going, we are going to appeal every single case during the time of FBI Director Comey. What a moron. We don't have time to play. I think the next clip is over 3 minutes. Let's play a piece of it, and then we'll try to discuss it, but we'll come back in within the next segment if we need to.
One of the central issues is the role that the Steele dossier played, which was Oppo Research, paid for by the Democrats, what role it played in getting the FISA warrants to surveil Page. Again, here's your version, and again, here's the Inspector General.
My recollection was it was part of a broader mosaic of facts that were laid before the FISA judge to obtain a FISA warrant.
And we concluded that the Steele reporting played a central and essential role in the decision to seek a FISA order.
Horowitz says it wasn't part, as you told Brett Baer, it wasn't part of a broader mosaic. He said it played an essential role in establishing probable cause. In fact, he says, if it hadn't been for the Steele dossier, the FBI probably wouldn't have even submitted a FISA application that had been reviewed in April of 2016, or August, rather, of 2016. They decided not to do it. They get the Steele dossier. They do it. It wasn't part of a broader mosaic. That's what you said, sir.
I'm not sure he and I are saying different things. What his report says is that the FBI thought it was a close call until they got the Steele report, put that additional information in, and that tipped it over to be probable cause. It's a long FISA application that includes Steele material and lots of other material. I don't think we're saying different things.
Well,
now I'm going to stop it there because we're going to run out of time this segment, but Chris Wallace rightfully disagrees with Comey, but I want you to just understand what Comey wants you to believe. The FBI is on the bubble about erroneous information because they want to get Trump. But they need something that'll kick it over the edge because they know they don't have it. So they bring in this fake document, the Steele dossier, which kicks it over the edge. Horowitz, in reviewing all this, says, wait a minute, they weren't going to do this. They weren't going to do it. They knew they didn't have the goods. They knew this dossier was sketchy. And we'll get more into some of the details around that here in a bit. That kicked it over there. And Comey goes, well, I don't understand really the quandary here. You know, they were looking at it and they weren't, you know, the Steele dossier kicked it over the edge. So what Wallace is trying to say is, if it hadn't been kicked over the edge, we don't start this investigation. And Comey's like, well, we're saying the same thing. No, you're not. And Comey knows he's not. He knows he's caught. Without the Steele dossier, the FBI has no case. And what they did is they did everything they could to legitimize the illegitimate. And he's caught. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says new trade deals will boost our economy in 2020.
They do remove some uncertainty, and they also increase incentives to invest, and they're also going to double our exports to China.
Kudlow was speaking there on Fox News. A massive storm is moving across the eastern half of the United States. The storm is expected to last through Tuesday, bringing ice and freezing rain to the East Coast and snow to New England and parts of upstate New York. That storm did dump 6 inches of snow in Kansas City and St. Louis on Sunday. Katie Kupchin is with Santa Fe Towing. She tells the local Fox affiliate in Kansas City what to do if you're ever in an accident in the snow and need a tow.
After an accident, we recommend you stay inside the vehicle.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Horowitz says it wasn't part, as you told Brett Baer, it wasn't part of a broader mosaic. He said it played an essential role in establishing probable cause. In fact, he says, if it hadn't been for the Steele dossier, the FBI probably wouldn't have even submitted a FISA application that had been reviewed in April of 2016, or August, rather, of 2016. They decided not to do it. They get the Steele dossier. They do it. It wasn't part of a broader mosaic. That's what you said, sir.
I'm not sure he and I are saying different things. What his report says is that the FBI thought it was a close call until they got the Steele report, put that additional information in, and that tipped it over to be probable cause. It's a long FISA application that includes Steele material and lots of other material. I don't think we're saying different things.
Well, I think you are, sir, because he's saying, you're saying it's part of a broader mosaic. It's just one element. He's saying it was the tipping point. It's what brought it over. That doesn't make it part of a broader mosaic. It makes it the centerpiece of the whole FISA application and the ability to surveil Carter Page.
Yeah, I don't understand him to be saying that. I could be wrong about that.
Well, I mean, I got his quote here. He says, we concluded the Steele reporting played a central role in the decision to seek a FISA warrant, that it pushed the FISA proposal over the line in terms of establishing probable cause. I mean, yes. He says what he says. Words mean something.
Yeah, and I agree with his characterization. I'm just confused. I don't see the disconnect between the two of us, and I'm sorry that I'm missing it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. James Comey agrees with the characterization that the FISA warrant, the Steele dossier nonsense is what kicked it over the edge, but he doesn't understand what they're disagreeing about, because Comey says, well, it was a piece of it, but it wasn't the centerpiece. It wasn't the piece de resistance. It wasn't as they said, the centralized piece that was essential to getting it into the FISA court. It was part of the broader mosaic. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I want you to pay attention to the language Comey uses and how he plays dumb. No, I don't believe that's what Horowitz said. Chris Matthews goes, yeah, it is what he said. Let me read it to you again. There is no misinterpreting here. There is no other ways to interpret this. He says it point blank. It was central and essential. I still don't quite get it. So I want to have Chris Matthews. Here's the next cut. I believe this is cut 5. And here's Chris Matthews again saying, surely you don't believe this.
You don't see a difference between it's part of a broader mosaic and it played an essential role in establishing probable cause?
It was one of a bunch of different facts that were assembled to apply to the court. It was the one that convinced the lawyers that they had enough now with that added to the pile to go forward.
I guess the question is, it seemed that you were minimizing the role of the Steele dossier, and he's saying it's a lot more important than you let on.
Okay, if I was, then I'm sorry that I did that, but I meant it was one part of the presentation to the court. It was not a huge part of the presentation to the court, but it was the fact, according to his report, that convinced the lawyers to go forward.
Welcome back. I'm just chuckling at how Comey thinks people are dumb. It was the one fact that convinced the lawyers to go forward, but it wasn't essential. It wasn't central, nor was it essential, but it was the one fact that convinced them to go forward. I hope you're paying attention out there to this show, what I'm telling you when I said there's no way the Democrats win here. Comey has now impugned every case of the FBI during his tenure because of his sloppy leadership. He wants to take his victory lap and say he's vindicated when in fact he hasn't been vindicated. There were 17 cases of what he described as sloppiness that what you and I know was partisan witch hunt of a man that they did not want to be president, and it continues to this day. And he says, it's not that big of a deal. It's a lack of leadership. He even said it. Go back and listen to some of the earlier clips early in the broadcast. He says it's a lack of leadership. Folks, these are the people running the country. These are the people that consider themselves the intelligentsia of this country. They believe they should be in charge of you. And he can't discern. He can't connect the dots. Remember the tortured explanation he gave us of Hillary Clinton and then came and said, but we don't know what her intent was. She had a secret server in her basement bathroom run by a separate IT person, getting her separate emails, deleted 33,000 emails, bleach bit the hard drives, broke them, broke cell phones, hid records, and you name it, but we don't know what her intent was. This is the guy that was in charge of the FBI. If I had a case before the FBI right now, I guarantee you, I would be in court going, this is the reason why I want my case re-adjudicated. You could tie up the courts with what he said. But forgetting that and going on to this new torture definition where he says, I agree with the characterization of the IG report that essentially says you use a piece of fake data, fake information for the centerpiece of your FISA application. And he says, well, I mean, we're splitting hairs. A court that effectively takes away all of your rights as a citizen of the United States. He's like, well, I mean, maybe it was. I mean, it's a miscarriage. I mean, we're just kind of playing around here with the terminology. I don't really know. The leader. The one that convinced the lawyers to go forward. And Comey wants to play it off. It's no big deal. Let's go to the next cut. This cut is, again, around the briefing of the president after all of this has been discovered.
Then there's the issue of how reliable the Steele dossier, in fact, was. On January 6, 2017, in the Trump Tower, you brief Donald Trump, president-elect, about the Steele dossier. That same month, the FBI talks to Steele's main Russian contact, the main person on whom he based the dossier, who says, according to the IG report, quote, Steele misstated or exaggerated the primary subsources' statements in multiple sections of the reporting. Director Comey, not only do you fail to go back to the president-elect or president after January 20th and tell him, oh, you know that report I briefed you on? Turns out it's bunk. But the FBI goes back and renews its FISA application three more times. And by this point, the FBI knows that the Steele reporting is not credible.
Yeah, I think you're mischaracterizing both what the FBI knew and what Mr. Horowitz says in his report. They didn't conclude the reporting from Steele was bunk. They concluded there were significant questions about the reliability of some of the subsource reporting. That should have been included in the renewals. But when I briefed the president, I briefed him on a small part of it that I told him I didn't know whether it was true or not. I didn't care. I just needed him to know about it.
I think you're mischaracterizing. Steele isn't, Horowitz isn't saying that the subsource, the Russian contact, was unreliable or was inaccurate. The Russian contact said to the FBI, Steele is unreliable because he misrepresented. Steele misstated or exaggerated the source's statements in multiple sections of the report. He's saying, I told him one thing and he wrote something else. The FBI knew that.
Yeah, but that doesn't drive a conclusion that Steele's reporting is bunk. I mean, there's a number of tricky things to that. First, you're interviewing the subsource after all the reporting has become public. And so as a counterintelligence investigator, you have to think, is he walking away from it because it's now public?
Well,
and that has to go into your assessment of Mr. Steele.
If it had become public just barely, this is in January of 2017. This isn't 2 years later.
Right. This is when it blew up, when it was published by whatever the outfit is, BuzzFeed. It was all over the news and had become a big deal. And so
did you know all of this?
I'm stopping the clip there because Wallace asked him, did you know about all of this? He's incredulous. Did you know? And Comey, and I want to get to that, but I want to go back to what he said. He says, essentially, how reliable was the Steele dossier? The FBI talked to Russian contacts who said Steele is not reliable. He's exaggerating. Chris Wallace says, why didn't you go back to the president and say, hey, look, you know, that information I gave you earlier, we're still looking into it. It turns out Steele may be unreliable, and the president knows he's unreliable because the stuff that they said that he did, he's going, I didn't do. So he's being set up, and Comey doesn't want to go back and say, you know what, Mr. President, we know you know it's unreliable because you didn't do any of it. But he didn't do it. He didn't go back and say a word. And what Wallace goes on to say is, not only did you not do that, you filed 3 additional FISA warrants with crummy information. Let's go back to what Horowitz said about this stuff. He said you didn't have enough information to file for FISA court orders, and so you made it up. In 17 instances, you fudged the documents. And Comey goes, well, I'm not really sure that's the case. You seem to be misinterpreting Horowitz's report. You're misinterpreting his words. And Chris Wallace is going, no, I'm not. And by the way, so are you. So is everybody watching this stuff. Comey isn't going to interview well because he's lying. And he's either going to showcase that he's part of the cabal or he was the most incompetent director ever. Or
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95. Plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And so I...
Did you know all of this?
All of what?
Everything that we're talking about here. Did you know that, in fact, the Steele report was the key for probable cause? Did you know that the FBI had talked to the Russian contact and he said what Steele said he had told him was not true? Did you know this? You're the FBI director.
First, again, the report will speak for itself. I don't believe the FBI concluded that Steele's reporting was bunk after talking to a subsource. But no, I didn't. As the director, you're not kept informed on the details of an investigation. So no, in general, I didn't know what they'd learned from the subsource. I didn't know the particulars of the investigation.
But this isn't some investigation, sir. This is an investigation of the campaign of the man who is the president of the United States. You've just been through a firestorm investigating Hillary Clinton. I would think if I were in your position, I would have been on that, you know, like a junkyard dog. I would have wanted to know everything they were doing in investigating the Trump campaign.
Yeah, that's not the way it works, though. As a director sitting on top of an organization of 38,000 people, you can't run an investigation that's seven layers below you. You have to leave it to the career professionals to do, to the special agents who do this for their lives. And if a director tries to run an investigation, it'll get mucked up in all different kinds of ways, given his or her responsibilities and the impossibility of reaching the work that's being done at the lower level.
Welcome back, everybody. That is James Disgraced Comey, lie through your teeth Comey, trying to get ahead of this story, trying to say, wasn't me. I didn't know anything about it. It's all the people below me. I mean, this is leftism at its finest. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Interview of Comey by Chris Wallace on 60 Minutes. And I'll give Chris Wallace credit. He's not letting the guy skate. He's got one final piece of this interview that I want to cover, and it's essentially, I labeled it gross misconduct. Gross misconduct. Chris Wallace says, let's get to the worst part of what you did, which is effectively gross misconduct by your people, however you want to look at it. Here's a clip.
There is, I've left for last, the worst misconduct. In August of 2016, just 2 weeks into the investigation, the CIA tells the FBI that it actually has a relationship with Carter Page, that when he has these meetings with the Russians, he actually goes back and he tells the CIA about it. But you never tell the FISA court that. And in fact, in 2017, an FBI lawyer doctors a document. The CIA said, oh, Carter Page, he's a source. And he puts in the application, he's not a source.
Yeah, I got to take issue with one of the, I'll answer the question, but one of the predications of your question. The Inspector General did not find misconduct by any FBI people. He found mistakes and negligence and oversight.
No, that's not true. In the case of Kevin Kleinsmith, he has referred it for a criminal investigation.
Right, but that's not been resolved. This business with the lawyer changing some email to a partner on the team.
I mean, you make it sound like it's not much.
It's very important.
A source to not a source is a big deal.
Remember how we got here. The FBI was accused of criminal misconduct. Remember, I was going to jail, and lots of other people were going to jail. People on this network said it over and over and over again. The Inspector General did not find misconduct by FBI personnel, did not find political bias, did not find illegal conduct. Inspector General found significant mistakes, and that is not something to sneeze at. That's really important. But the American people, especially your viewers, need to realize they were given false information about the FBI. It's honest, it is not political, it is flawed.
Would you agree that the FISA court was also given false information by the FBI?
I think that's fair. The FBI should have included, or at least pushed to the lawyers so they could make a decision, information that you just said, things like that, that the another agency had not a source relationship, but some kind of contact relationship.
Okay. I'm just going to jump in here and say, this is an unbelievable, essentially subterfuge by Comey. Chris Wallace is saying, this is probably the worst misconduct. Let me tell you why. He says the CIA tells the FBI that they have a relationship with Carter Page, that Carter Page was approached by the Russians, and he came immediately and he told the FBI. He goes, I've been approached by the Russians. Now, the CIA says he's one of our operatives. Chris Wallace says to Comey, the FBI never says that to the FISA court. They don't want the FISA court to know that the person they're about to surveil is a CIA operative who has already told them that the Russians are trying to come at him for his information. Now, why wouldn't you tell that to him? And he then goes on to say, your FBI lawyer is the one who changed the document. Well, let me be clear, Comey. Nobody's been indicted. No, he knows that the IG can't indict anybody. They can only do referrals. So when Chris Wallace says, well, hold on a second. You can't get away with that. Kevin Kleinsmith, the lawyer in question, has been referred. Well, that hasn't been adjudicated. We don't know the outcome of that. I want you to understand how bad this is. Comey knows he's caught. He knows the FBI is done. He's admitted it. We played earlier clips in this hour. He's admitted it. He can't come out. Do you think he's going to come out on Fox and go, look, I was a sorry leader. I didn't do my job. What did he say? He said, how am I supposed to be responsible for 38,000 people who are under me? The same way that a CEO is responsible for whatever number of people are under him. When Starbucks had a woman who didn't want to serve these black dudes because they were just there to use the bathroom or so she thought, guess what? The CEO jumped in. Target with bathrooms for transgenders, the CEO jumped in. Comey wants to pretend that all this has happened and it was invisible to him because he was too busy doing the high level work. James Comey was doing God's work. He was saving you and the world. And Chris Wallace even says, look, this is one of the biggest cases of the FBI. What hits your desk? That's essentially what he's asking. He's like, what does it take to get your attention as the FBI director? When you have a case, is it somebody counterfeiting $20 bills in Tuscaloosa? What is it that rises to the level to where you say, you know what, we better really take a look at this and make sure we've got all the I's dotted and all the T's crossed? And if Comey didn't even have the guts to say, you know, yeah, this is the type of case that would rock. He isn't going to say that, but we all know this. Because, see, this is where you have to use, here it comes, folks, to listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, common sense. Common sense says that you've got a whole host of cases. You've got people cashing bad checks. You got people counterfeiting money. You got, you know, people threatening to blow up a federal building, whatever. You got all this stuff that the FBI is dealing with. And you can go look it up. And then, in all those cases, they're the ones that the FBI has their eyes on. Let me give you an example so you understand that I'm not just making stuff up. Have you ever heard of the FBI's 10 most... Yeah, I think you probably finished it for me, right? The FBI's 10 most wanted list. See, that list is the top criminals that the FBI is searching for. I'm going to bet you money that Jim Comey probably knows most of the people on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. I'm going to bet you that James Comey probably knows the top counterfeiters that the FBI is pursuing. The top cases were of terrorism inside the United States. I'm probably going to know, as an FBI director, these things. I might not know some chili pimps, you know, stuff like that. But I'm going to know the top thing in each of the categories where I have responsibility. But James Comey wants you to believe he knows nothing. What do you do? Let me tell you what he does. James Comey's role, his 100% role, was to play cover your butt for the Democratic Party, specifically the Clintons, and some to some degree the Obamas. And the way he was going to do that was he weaponized his agency against Donald Trump. And all of them believed that Donald Trump would never be president and he would never have to answer these questions. And if you think there were only 17 egregious acts permitted by the FBI, let me sell you a mountain villa in New Orleans. Let me tell you, the FBI has many, many more things wrong that the IG didn't report, and they never will because they aren't going to hold each other responsible. But luckily for us, we have a guy by the name of John Durham who's on the case, and a president by the name of Donald Trump who's not going to let this slide. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.